Welcome to the Audacity of Self-Kindness podcast, a podcast that explores what is self-kindness. In its simplest terms, let me say, self-kindness is simply the willingness in you to come back again and again to a practice that grows and serves you, loving and being kind to you. It starts with you. Hey, how's it going? What are we connecting to? What is going on inside of you right now, my friend? Welcome to another self-kindness podcast, and today, how to be more present. And I just want to actually start by saying that even the title of that podcast title is, maybe it's not even fully accurate. It's like, first of all, you can't be more present than you are. You can certainly be more aware of this present moment, but it's not possible to be more present. Like, nobody can be more present. Like, yeah, anyway. That's my brain's just wandering all around today, but that's all right. We're just going to roll with it because I'll tell you what was going on right as I started saying that. My insulin pump, I am a type 1 diabetic, and my insulin pump started to buzz, and so I went to reach down and grab it and take a look at it as I was talking. And I think that's a great place to look and start, because we're going to be talking about how to be more present. And we live in a very distracted world. So going back to my first statement, if you can't be more present, you can never be more present, but you can be distracted away from, and you can grow more awareness of the fact that you are distracted in this moment, which will bring you back to the present moment. There's always only ever this present moment, so you can't actually become more present. But for the way that language works, for the what we're talking about today in this podcast, to help me talk about this, it's like we say how to be more present. So anyway, and this recently has come to light. I've had a couple of clients recently. I just had someone who, I'm always amazed at you. You amazing people that listen to these conversations on the podcast, that reach out to me, that maybe, you might be one of these people, or currently, or maybe you will become one of these people that we actually end up doing coaching work together. And you are all so smart. Like, the people that listen to this podcast are smart people. They're like brilliant minds at work out there in the world, in the work that you do in the world. And so the amount of like intellectual knowing that you all have is not at a problem. What comes and what ends up happening, especially if you are part of my listening audience that is neurodivergent, ADHD, or maybe on the autism spectrum. I have lots of people that I work with, being ADHD myself, that fall into this category. And so intelligence isn't the issue. What is the issue of how to be more present? Not learning more about the present moment, but learning how we become distracted and learning where we are distracted. And like, you don't have to look very far to see that we all suffer from this. Like, this is, if there is one, I forget what the right word is, endemic, that's happening right now, it's our distraction. We're distracted from our own thoughts. We're distracted from our own bodies. We're distracted from our own emotions. And because we do that in ourselves, we distract from each other. We're distracted from the connections of the people around us. We're distracted from the realization that all of the things that we are seeking outside of us are actually to get an inside experience. We're seeking more money so we can feel more secure, but security only ever lives inside of you as a felt moment, right here and now. We're seeking a great relationship because then we will feel validated and loved, accepted, approved, whether that relationship is at work or in your family or if it's a romantic relationship. But always an internal game. Always internal and always in this present moment. So I saw this recently, living where I do on the central coast of California. We've been getting a lot of rain recently, and where I live, there's been a lot of power outages. And, you know, I had this thought after sitting at a traffic light that was out. I said, if you want to know the state of the world, of how distracted we are, like, go to a multi-lane stoplight, you know, where there's two lanes coming in on all sides, and like see what happens. So in this case, each, you know, it's part of these, some of the lanes, they even have three lanes. Like there's two lanes that go straight and one that's a turning lane, and that goes all around this, you know, this traffic stop. And if you've been driving a little bit, you know that when the power is out at a light, you treat it like it's a four-way stop, or you treat it like it's a stop sign. Now, granted, it's a little bit more challenging with multiple lanes, but really, there is just always, like, you come to the stop sign and you wait, and one car gets to go through a stop sign. And I pulled up to this traffic light that was out, and some people were stopping and other cars were driving through like they had a green light, and it was, you know, it was like free reign. So it just didn't make any sense. I couldn't figure it out, like what was so challenging for people to stop their car and then proceed with caution. But we live in a distracted world. We're distracted people. And I'm one of them. I'm you. You and I were the same. Anyway, present moment, Pete, right here. So what I love about the present moment is we never escape it. Even as I relive that experience of being in the traffic, you know, circle with those people and the power outage, I'm doing it right now. And we get the feelings right now. We get the experience of that. That's if we get to relive that same experience if we want to right now. And that's a whole nother conversation, because I want to get back to the three or four things that help us all to be more present. All right. So here we go. Number one, recognize that you are asking that question. How do I get more present? Recognize that you are asking that question. The mind asks the question, but are you really listening? If you just ask the question and recognize and hear yourself asking the question, Pete, how do you get more present? And you pay attention to that question, you will find yourself very present in this moment. So then number two, what you do is you start taking stock of your immediate surroundings. Start taking in the immediate surroundings. So you ask the question, how do I become more present? You pay attention to asking that question. And you do that by taking in the surroundings. You look around. You see what's around you. You listen. What are you hearing right now? You feel. Pay attention to where your body is. Did you like notice where your feet are? Where your hands are? What your body is doing right now? Is there tension somewhere in the body? So taking in these immediate surroundings is how you become present, more aware of what's going on in this moment. Now, this is really counter to a lot of what we normally do, which is we are spending time trying to be less present in this moment. So often we're spending our time and energy. And yes, that word spending is significant. Spending your energy, because you spend, you know, money and time on the things that are important. So, you know, why don't we put the same attention on energy, the energy? So by moving away from the present moment, we do that because we perceive this present moment as the problem. So when you take stock, maybe you're not taking stock, maybe you just notice that your body hurts, and so you think, I got to get to the moment when it won't hurt. And that's, you know, with some Advil, or that's by doing some stretching, or that's going to be like later on when I can sleep, or, you know, and so it's always using this moment to like get out of, to get to a future moment. Or maybe the kids are shouting and poking each other and you don't want to listen to them right now. You want them to be quiet so you can feel more calm. You want to get to that quiet spot that you picture in your head where the kids aren't yelling. And so you try to use this moment as the way to get there. Or you're stuck in traffic and, you know, cars all around you, and you're going to be late, and you don't want to be here sitting in traffic, and so you want to get to where you're going. And so this moment, this present moment, isn't acceptable. So for most of us, we live our lives, sometimes the present moment is totally unacceptable. So most of the times we're just tolerating it, or it's kind of the problem that we need to solve for. But rarely is the present moment where we are putting our focus and our attention on. So we've been solving so long for how to not be present, so you can eventually get to a place where it'll be more pleasant, and then you can hang out in that present moment. And we've been doing that so that only when you realize that, like, how crazy that theory is, which essentially says, like, don't be in this moment, like, go, like, do the thing so you can get to a future moment, so then you can be okay, right? So how do you be present? Ironically, to make this present moment, like, into that, what you think that future moment will be, it's simply realizing, making that realization, and asking yourself, how do I get more present? That allows you to drop into this moment more fully. Now, number three, so number one, it was recognizing that we're asking the question. Number two was like taking in the immediate surroundings. Number three is now noticing when you have arrived in this present moment. Now, either you have arrived in this present moment with intention, like you've asked yourself these questions and you've gotten still and you're paying attention and you're looking around and you're just being really present. Or sometimes life reminds you. Now, life does this, and yet we're constantly pushing back against life. Like, we have very strong emotions that we could use to help us get present. We have big challenges that we could use to help us really focus. But sometimes life reminds us in really pleasant ways, like a beautiful sunset catches, and all of a sudden we're just, oh, really present. Or you walk in to pick up your kids or something like that, and a friend walks by and they're holding their baby niece, and you just look at this gorgeous little creature and you're very present for a moment. So notice when you have arrived there. Get to know that quality of the present moment. Because the present is witnessed when there is a slowing down of the thoughts. And actually, your thoughts do not slow down in as much as you become more aware of them, which in turn causes them to appear and feel like there's space between each thought. And when we put some space between the thoughts, then it feels like they're slowing down. But actually, you're just becoming more and more present, more focusing on the space rather than on the thoughts. And that's why teachers of old, like wisdom teachers of old, would always talk about entering this present moment by using whatever is here right in front of you. So that brings up number 4. If number 1 is notice when you're asking the question, how do I get present? Number 2 is taking stock of your surroundings. Number 3 is noticing when you have arrived. Number 4 is essentially the rinse and repeat, which is use life. Use whatever is coming up right in front of you as the thing to drop in. If you're feeling anxious, then let that feeling bring you to doing whatever work you need to do to get present. So anxiousness or anxiety is kind of down the line in the series of life unfolding. So if you use life and you notice that you're feeling anxious and you get really present with that, you can ask yourself then, like, well, if you use coaching, for example, you might notice that you have the thought like, well, if I'm feeling anxious, where do I feel it in my body? Where? What's going on here? What are the sensations? And then you might ask yourself, boy, what was I thinking and believing that brought about the anxiousness? All right. So if you're feeling anxiety, let that be a reminder that you're having this internal conversation, and then get present with it. And there are lots of tools and skills to help us all become adept at seeing where we are being distracted, what are those thoughts going on, and to understand and unpack them and end that cycle of unconsciously just living them out again and again and again. And like I said, if you're in a coaching program, that is at the heart of any good coaching program. And a great coaching program, like what I believe the self-kindness coaching is, it'll involve you as the epicenter of this present moment. It'll remind you again and again that even though you think you need to get somewhere to then be fully present, you are the present moment. You are the experience and the experiencer, which is so cool. You don't have a life. You are life itself. You are life. That's how important you are. And that is why your journey of self-kindness is so essential in this world. All right, my friend, go out there. Test this out. Don't take my word for it. Try it out yourself. Let me know. I love that you're here. I don't take it for granted that you spend some time with me each week. So let's help others find that too. If you want, you can go down and rate the show, leave a comment in the show notes, or go down to the show notes and check out all things self-kindness. And we'll see you next week. Love you.